From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Georgia Ginner Kent Fountain has been reelected National Cotton Council Chairman for 2021, according to agrimarketing.com. Fountain was a member of the NCC's 2001-2002 Cotton Leadership Class, served as NCC Vice President from 2016 to 2018, and NCC Director in 2011. Fountain's also served on multiple NCC committees, including chairing its Quality Task Force and 10 years as Director of Cotton Council International, the NCC's export promotion arm. 31,000 workers were hired by farms in the Southeast region during the Reference Week report from October 11th through 17th. Farm operators in Georgia and Alabama paid their hired workers an average gross wage of $12.73 an hour, and they worked an average of 39.1 hours per week, down 1.2 hours from a year earlier. In Florida, 35,000 workers were hired for that same period and paid an average gross wage of $13.82, up 55 cents from 2019. They worked an average of 42.5 hours. As Americans have renewed their interest in gardening during the COVID-19 pandemic, farmers who grow seeds for home gardeners have seen demand increase. Farmers and seed companies say the more popular seeds include specialty vegetables and herbs, pollinator-friendly plants, and crops that will grow well in small spaces. Farmers who grow seeds for commercial-scale farms say that side of the business has been less stable because of pandemic-related uncertainties. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.